Blog Talk Radio.
Cause I need some.
I'm not asking you just do whatever needs to be done.
When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Hello. are you?
In the building, we are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the Relation Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of having relations.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking to my fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not, because it's now all of a sudden convenient for you. If you're going to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell you know. It's pretty simple.
It's warning and warning and warning.
Woo!
Might make your head blow off.
Back. Thank you. I want to say thank you to everyone. We are back with the season 3 premiere. Unfortunately, my partner cannot be available. Think he has some business, of course, but yours truly, Mr. Naz, is going to hold it down. And we want to welcome everyone to the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. We started off with, straight to the music, we started off with was it After 7, Ready or Not, one of my favorite cuts, you know, real deep song. You got to listen to the lyrics, you know, it really goes deep. And, of course, the classic Can You Stand the Rain extended version by New Edition. But tonight we're going to have an abbreviated show. Yes, you know, kick it off. I'm kicking it off by myself, of course. Tonight's topic, I'm not your past relationship. It kind of goes deep into that. So let's just dive right into it. I'm not your past relationship. The title alone, equates to so much what we all deal with. A lot of times in relationships that you get in present relationships, sometimes you are judged, looked at, perceived based on your past relationships. That can go to, you know, intimate relationships. That can go to your job relationship. It can go to friendships. You know, it can go to past or schools and everything. You know, and I guess it becomes hard when you try to separate who you was to who you are now. You know, let's just take it real quick and just from the point of even say how you grew up. You know, you may grow up a certain way. You may have acted a certain way. You know, we all was children. We acted juvenile. We did a lot of juvenile dumb stuff, you know. But yet sometimes people don't know how to let that go. They don't let go of that past of who you was because they have not grown up themselves. They may have, you know, maybe got older, look a little older, gained a little more weight. It is what it is. But, you know, they got to let go. That's them. That's not on you. That's not on you because they have a hang up where you once was, and they go, well, I know who you was, you know, I know how you are. That's not who you are now. That's the most important thing. And please understand, I need you to listen to this part. Don't let somebody else's perception of what you once was dictate what your present is. Please understand that. That's their hang up. That's on them. You give that person power over you in them dictating who you once was. I don't care if you ran the street. I don't care if you was out there hoeing, selling your ass, or you just sitting there being a hoe, being, you know, a whoremonger. I mean, just all of it. It's not who you are now. And that's what it is all about. You know, you had past relationships. People didn't even come back and that door to be open. The door is only open if you're allowed to be open. But then also be careful about entertaining past situations. It hasn't gone on. It hasn't gone away, but you're new, and that's the whole point about it. Whether you choose to rekindle something or go back to a past situation, friendship, or a past scenario, that's the past, because it's new now. You make things new. So you can learn from the past because it's a part of the footsteps that we have in our life that leads to the path that we go forward on. And I'm going to say that again. The past helps lead the footsteps to our future. So I want you to understand that. Relationship-wise, let's just bring it up to relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot, and it's very dangerous too. Don't hold somebody responsible for past relationships that you've been through. If you've been through heartache and stuff like that, I'm sorry, it is what it is. You learn from it. But because those past relationships, once again, it's a learning process. Learn some of the things that bad relationships or bad people have done to you, like from ladies, from bad men, bad dates, or fellas. Women, you know, just didn't meant no good for you, didn't have your best interest. Learn from that. But don't use that as an excuse for the new person that you're dating or the person that you're courting or the relationship you're in or the marriage that you're involved in now. Because that's not who you are. That's not who that person is. Don't hold them a hostage or a victim because of your past drama or past crap that you've been through. Let's just keep it 100. You can't use that. You won't progress in no relationship if you keep holding yourself and your partner part of that past relationship, past pains. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, I'm sorry. It is what it is. It's time, you know, ladies on the big panties or the fellas on the big drawers, the grown folk drawers, grown folk panties. But you got to move forward. That's all about life. We learn from our past. We use the past as a learning mechanism. And if you keep making the same mistake, you're picking the same type of errors, you keep going through the same scenarios, because you didn't let go of the past habits that got you to the point now. I'm going to say that again. You didn't let go of the past habits that you had in picking that man or picking that woman to keep on going through the same stuff and for the hood, the same shit. It's just, it is what it is. You can't let any past relationship, that's even a relationship with yourself. Now, let's just bring to yourself, and I'm going to say this for you. I want you to turn it up, listen up loud and clear. You got to let go of your past relationships, bad relationships with, you have with yourself. The things that held you down, the things that made you make bad decisions, things that caused you to do stuff to get you in trouble with the law, not get a job, lose relationships. You got to let go of that. Because if you keep holding on to what, this is who I am, everything evolves, everything progresses in life. You know, a seed grows to a plant. You have to learn to let go. You have to learn to grow. And if you don't let go of those bad habits or bad things that just kept you stagnant and stuck in the same position, you will never progress. This is so essential and important to a lot of people. You know, I just felt that this topic, along with Lady J, is something just that we had to talk and deal with. You know, it's just crazy how so many people are so stuck in their ways. And they don't know how to let go. You know, that's been a part of me personally, my life. I had to learn to let go. You can't bring back past things. You know, you can't do it, but you can damn sure learn from it. It is what it is. You can apply that to your life now, from letting go past bad habits, past bad relationships with yourself. Because if you let go bad habits of yourself, you didn't learn from it, it's shame on you. Damn, smack yourself, kick yourself. If you can't let go of bad habits, of bad things that you do, but you expect different results, you need to look at yourself, because you are holding you back. You are in your own damn way. If you're in a relationship and you complain to somebody else about it, don't complain about it. Make it happen. Make it move. Either you change some things that you're doing to make the relationship better, or you leave that situation. If you have not to talk or communicate it with your spouse or the person that you're with, that's your fault. She's not a mind reader. He's not a mind reader. But yes, some people, they should know me by now. Get over yourself. Stop it. Let it go. Stop holding on to the past. Stop holding on to the things that you think that they should automatically assume. Because you're holding on to your past ways and your past bad habits and expecting new results in your relationship. Wake up. Come on. I'm keeping it real, and I know somebody hears me on this one. Relationships as well. Stop blaming somebody. Well, I got hurt. I'm not going to commit. Or I'm not going to do this. You know, I'm not going to let the next person. You are stuck in your own damn ways. Stop it. It just got to stop. You can't hold that man responsible for the pains that you've been through. However, allow them the opportunity to love you. Allow the opportunity to be held. Allow the opportunity to be happy. You feel me? Allow your time to be happy. And that person can't make you happy, and you've done all that you can, you got to let it go. But the beautiful part about that, letting go of the past relationships to your present and how the impact it has, is the fact that you got to learn from the past. Even you're in a relationship now, whether you've been in a relationship a long time, a little time, you got to still evolve. You got to still find ways, even developing friendships and relationships from different people that you're around, loved ones, family, all that. Stop holding to bad things. Go forward. Learn from the past. Talking about that past relationships, the mistakes happen, hurts, miscommunications or all that other kind of nonsense, I'm telling you, it's not going to get you nowhere. You can't progress. You can't go forward. It is what it is. But I tell you here and now, you got to look at yourself. It starts with you. You got to say to yourself, I'm not the past. I'm not the past relationship. I'm not my past relationship. I'm not your past relationship. Tell your spouse, I'm not your past relationship. I am your future, if that's the person you want to be with. And if you haven't learned from those situations that you've been involved with, where you know you hang with certain people you shouldn't be hanging with, or you want to, life is not promised to you tomorrow. I'm trying to tell you. You can't hold on, well, I'll get around to it. It is what it is. Procrastination, preventing yourself from evolving in any relationship, from loving a woman, or woman loving a man, or just being happy in general. Let's just keep it real. It's the stagnant and the holdup that we do as human beings that we don't pay. From business, to school, to children. Look, you know, you can't keep holding your children responsible for the crap that they do. The kids can make mistakes no matter how old they get. Let's teach them. Teach them the lesson. Teach them, look, you learn from the past. Let's go forward. Let's come on. Let's do this. And when you're loving this woman, and even in relationship, even when you're getting physical with this woman, or you get intimate with your spouse or your significant other, whatever you want to call it, is what it is. Do different things to make them happy. Talk to them. You know, it's the past things you do. If he's not happy, you talk to him. You listen, you know. I noticed you didn't, you know. What can I do to kind of spice up things? Break away from, you know, just mediocrity. Break away from just being static. Communication. We said, you know, in our prior shows, pay attention to the details. That's some of the most important stuff that you can ever do. Paying attention to details. But going forward in this season, do not let your past dictate the future. But it could become a component of your learning mechanism that you do in your life. Because the only way you can get forward is from learning and making moves forward. Of course, you're going to run into problems. It's just going to happen. But it's how you deal with the problems. You can't prevent nonsense from happening. You can't prevent drama from happening. You can't prevent people just saying, oh, I know who you are, or I'm not messing with you, or, you know, I can't, you know, I'm going to hold you responsible for somebody else's bullshit. But at the end of the day, it's you. You can't control what somebody else do. You can control what you do. You can't control what somebody perceives of you, their perception of you, is what you do of yourself. Perception, that's going to be a whole nother show. You know, you got to put yourself in the most winning situation to even get through the front door, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career, whatever, anything. But it all starts with you. And this show, the Relations Adult Talk Show, of course, you know, holding it down here at Shadow Worlds Radio, Shadow Worlds Media, LLC. Big salute to my partner, Hassan Black, Lady J, and the rest of the squad. Of course, they hold it down. We're going to be doing some special things here. We got the upcoming Battle Life magazine coming. We'll talk about relationships. We're going to do empowerment, you know, the Battle Life magazine. And talk show is going to be coming soon. It's going down here, right? You know, but a lot of things are happening. I'm excited. Lady J is excited. And we're going to be just making a lot of strong moves. And the moves are starting now. You know, for me personally, letting go is, yes, on my mind. As well as I like to share with you, you know, the audience, the listeners, the fans, you know, I just think it's a thing that we deal with. We have to use our testimonies, our experience. Our experience is our testimonies. And I'm going to say a big salute to my man, Edward L. Fairley. Sig, what's going on? Ed, you know, that's my man. He told me one time, he was like, listen, man, what you're going through is a testimony. And that's what it is, man. This is just part of what we go through. It's the past relationship. I'm not your past, but I'm damn sure the future. And that's what you got to do in life. You got to make things happen. You got to love the woman. You can't go back in time. Oh, my God, you can't. But if you're doing it, fellas, stop it. You're going to lose her. You're going to lose that special woman. since you're so stuck in your ways. You know, you want to be a player. You know, guys of a certain age, if you're over, you're over 30, over 40, but you're still trying to walk with your pants under your ass. You're trying to be a player, get numbers, and just run the street. I mean, you know, that's why singles cool. Salute to being single, all my single dudes, all my single ladies. But you can't bring that back. You know what I'm saying? You're like a fool, an idiot. Running around. Different chicks. No responsibilities. Ladies, wake up. If you got a good man in front of you, don't lose him because you're stuck in your own ways. Don't hold him responsible because of your past hang-ups. You never know what blessing that you're blocking. So, you know, we had a half an hour just having fun right now. You're going to hear more from the show. I encourage everybody to stay tuned in. We'll be back next Thursday, same time. We'll say 6:30. We're going to have a meeting. Maybe kick it back to 7. I'm not sure. Yeah, we're gonna work on this. But, yeah, we are back here at Shadow Boys Radio, Relations Slow Jams and Del Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Naz. And, of course, my lady J. She couldn't be here tonight because I was passionate on this subject. Oh, my God. I'm feeling this one. And I hope you're feeling it. I mean, we're going to get a little sensual. We're going to talk about adult talk. We're going to just put in work on this show. And we're going to have a great time doing it. If you're interested in being a part of the ride, call in. The numbers are always posted on social media. We encourage you to once again, as a graduate, I'm not your past relationship. That could apply to your schooling, to your spirituality, to your family, to your loved ones. Don't let your past dictate your future, but learn from the past. Let your past be part of the footsteps that lead you forward on your journey going forward. So I say peace, God bless, and battle life. You know, it's all about your experience being your testimony. Pay attention to the details. Peace and God bless always. Yours truly, Mr. Naz and Lady J.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night.
Hello. How are you?
We are in the building. We are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of having relations.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking to my fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not because it's now all of a sudden convenient for you. If you're going to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell you know. It's pretty simple.
It's rolling and rolling.